We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WIXR.org.
Yes, we did, girl. Then we love. Till the morning sun found me in your arms, and you wrapped up in mine. That's why I don't want another day to pass, 'cause I might not last without telling you thank you, baby. For the sweet, sweet memory, baby, honey, that you brought to me. That you bring each day to me. Sweet memory, for the sweet memory. When I was sick, you know you stood right by my side. I never saw a frown on your face, baby. You always wore a smile. Something else I want to tell you, girl. Ooh, this is why I love you so. Now, when we had our little problems, and there was not a dime in sight, it didn't keep you from making the children happy and making me feel all right. That's the very reason I don't want another day to pass, 'cause it might not last. Without telling you, thank you, baby. For the sweet, sweet memories, baby. Honey, that you brought to me.
I'm Samara, an educator, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis.
This is the Daily Memphian Midday News Brief. Memphis Shelby County Schools Superintendent Marie Fagans is expected to address allegations of wrongdoing in a written response to board members on Monday, according to her attorney. Laura Tessino says it is unclear how Fagan's response may substantially differ from her verbal rebuttal during the meeting when MSCS board members first presented a termination resolution.
The resolution made general claims that Fagans communicated poorly with the board and was dishonest. In three specific examples, the resolution claimed that she mishandled and miscommunicated about district finances. During the meeting, Fagans called the claims meritless. In the week since, Fagan's attorney, Alan Crone, said board members have not produced additional evidence to support claims in the resolution. For the Daily Memphian, I'm Laura Testino.
A local judge who's been under fire for some of his bail decisions is retiring. Shelby County General Sessions Criminal Court Judge Bill Anderson said Thursday he will step down on March 1st. Anderson, who was first elected to the bench in 2010 and wasn't up for re-election until 2030, said Thursday that he was always planning to retire this year, once his wife and attorney was able to retire with him. He did acknowledge, though, that what he called politics forced him to move up his planned retirement from September to March. For Jody Callahan, I'm Natalie Van Gundy. More on these stories and others are available at dailymemphian.com.
Different forms, but still so fine. He'll make you a slave, then put you in your grave.
Close the door.
Hi, this is Katie from Waxahachie. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Whoa, 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 now.
Whoa, 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 now.
Whoa, 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 now.
Whoa, 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 now.
Something's got a poison in. Papa's got a shotgun. Thank you.
can't wake up without breakfast, and every breakfast needs a little jam. Listen to The Drop every weekday morning, 6 to 8 p.m., where we're serving up the freshest tunes, news, and a side of Memphis culture. Order up.
WYXR Memphis.
Hey, this is Nick Larson, and you're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM.
WYXR Memphis.
Martin up to war. I've got This is William Luke White. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Support for WYXR comes from Freedom Prep Academy, celebrating 15 years of academic excellence, preparing all students in grades pre-K through 12 to excel in college and in life. With five schools in Westwood and Whitehaven, Freedom Prep is now enrolling for the 2025-26 school year. More information on enrollment at freedomprep.org or 901-498-1849. Support for WYXR comes from GPAC, presenting Michelle Indegocello on Saturday, January 11th at 8 p.m.
Experience Grammy-winning multi-instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, and producer Michelle Indegocello and her latest project, No More Water, The Gospel of James Baldwin, which marks the eminent writer's centennial birthday. Tickets and more information at gpacweb.com.
Support for WYXR, including the 2024 Raised by Sound Festival, comes from Global Cafe, serving authentic dishes from Mexico, Venezuela, Sudan, and more. Global Cafe hosts immigrant food entrepreneurs cooking an eclectic mix of dishes in Crosstown Concourse, offering online ordering for pickup and delivery. More information at globalcafememphis.com.
Lips. She's alright. Bring me I'm Alfred Brown. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Okay, 'cause you don't know how I was raised. My mama didn't work, she only gave us love. Daddy worked so hard, he never gave up. Working all night, he hardly got his rest, but still came home and always gave his best. A deadly heart disease laid him to rest. A child without a father is a heart test. But I hold on, 'cause I do believe. Inside the city where I dwell, I was influenced, but I never chose to sell. As a child, I was told to do a lot of things, like rob, steal, and kill, and bringing shame to my name. There was always a voice from the inside of me, telling me, son, don't get comfortable in these streets. The voice was so loud, it always seemed to let me know exactly when I was headed down the wrong road. But I hold on, 'cause I do believe, and I know someday we'll all be free. I wish that I was dreaming this, instead, Lord, I'm living it. I wish that I was dreaming this,
what I'm living in. I pushed it, I was dreaming this. Instead, Lord, I'm living in. I pushed it, I was dreaming this. Instead, Lord, I'm living in. Oh, no, 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 no. Understand my story. Before you try to judge me, listen to my story. Open your mind, ooh. I wish I was dreaming, but I'm living it. I don't wanna fail, but my fire is lit. I'm over and through with the struggle. I wish I was dreaming, but I'm living it. I wish I was.
I was hoping it was a bad fairy tale, but